Felician Village, where compassion and community thrive.
Welcome to It Takes a Village, presented by Felician Village, where compassion and community thrive. Visit them online at FeliciaNVillage.org.
Welcoming Megan back in today, and we're going to talk about something that many of us have to go through in our lives or for our parents. There's a few things that you can do to prepare, to plan ahead for that transition, and today let's talk a little bit about that, Megan.
Yeah, the decision to move your loved one or yourself is a huge decision. The most important thing I tell families is to plan early. You never want to be in a situation that you're having to make decisions under pressure or when you're dealing with an unexpected situation like a fall, a hospitalization, or maybe a medical diagnosis. Ideally, the earlier you plan, the better. Planning ahead really allows you to take your time, come to terms with making that move, and then also visit different communities to find the right fit for you.
It's not necessarily a fun thing to do, but it sure makes things a whole lot easier, and there's some key things that you need to do to help narrow down your choices. How do we do that?
Yeah, first of all, it's understanding the levels of care. At Felician Village, we are a full life plan campus, so we offer independent living, which there is no medical care at the Gardens. We have an RCAC, or a residential care apartment complex, known as the Court, where you can receive up to 28 hours of care each week. And then there's a CBRF, community-based residential facility, which is our villa, and coming soon, the Commons. It's a higher acuity assisted living. And then our skilled nursing facility or nursing home with 24/7 nursing care and short-term rehab, St. Mary's. So you don't necessarily need to know all the details of everything included when you're planning ahead, but it really is important to think ahead for all levels of those care, of that care. It's also important to make sure you're making fair comparisons. So there's different rules and regulations between the two types of assisted living and skilled nursing. It's important that you ask about staffing ratios and maybe how often a nurse is on site. What are those levels of care and support services available? So that when you're making comparisons, you really are comparing apples to apples and not apples to oranges. Mm-hmm. I encourage families to take tours of a few different communities. It really gives you a chance to see the facilities, meet the staff, get a feel for the atmosphere. Does it feel like a place that you or your loved one could thrive in? And then obviously there is a financial piece of making the move. So ask facilities for their pricing information, get clarification on everything that's included, and make sure to ask about availability and if there's a wait list, how to get on it, and then the approximate time of that wait list.
Sure. So what other advice, though? Because this is a tough decision. This is a lot of conversation. So what other advice might someone who's thinking about starting the process?
Yeah, I often hear potential residents say, they're fine, everything's okay with their current living situations. And what I have learned is fine or okay means that they have adapted to wherever they're currently living, but there might be gaps in their quality of life or what their care they're receiving. So I've never had that experience of having to leave a home that I've lived in for decades, but what I can tell you is when I do see residents make that leap to living in a place where they feel supported and they're receiving the right amount of care, that they really do thrive. So if they need care, they move to assisted living, they're just feeling that weight lift for them and their families. So be open. Look at what potentially you could gain from a move, you know, safety, social life, less burden, care, and hopefully some friends and a few laughs too. I know I love having those conversations and laughing with our residents every day.
Sure. Now, if someone wants to take a tour or get more information of Felician Village, how do they do that?
Yeah, they can visit our website, FeliciaNVillage.org, or they can call us at 920-684-7171.
We'll talk again soon, Megan. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
This has been It Takes a Village, presented by Felician Village, where compassion and community thrive. Join us again next Thursday at this time, or visit them online at FeliciaNVillage.org.
Felician Village, where compassion and community thrive. Felician Village.